This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. With the return of winter weather in Wisconsin comes the return of tickets for breaking alternate side parking rules. For Menominee area residents, paying off parking tickets can be as simple as donating food for neighbors in need. Each year since 2016, the Menominee Police Department has offered a Food for Fines program, allowing $2 off certain parking tickets for each non-perishable food item donated. Bethany Headland is the front office clerk for the department and says the program is already off to a good start this year.
We did have a really good first week. We had over 100 items brought in the first week that we had it. So judging from the start of it, we've only had it going for 11 days, and we already got even more coming in after that. So I'd say it's going pretty good.
Headland says the program takes in around 500 to 1,500 pounds of food each year. About 7,700 pounds have been donated since it officially began. The items received through the program are donated to Stepping Stones of Dunn County. Carissa Villeneuve is its executive director. She says those donations are coming at a crucial time when demand for services is spiking.
We are in our busy season, and we've already seen a huge increase in donations, both canned goods and monetary-wise. I think there was a very positive community response to the potential cuts for SNAP benefits. Community members were looking for other ways to help support. There were a lot of food drives, and then with Thanksgiving coming up, people tend to be more giving and like to help support us in that season, too.
The Food for Fines program runs until January 2nd. Headland also notes that not every parking ticket is eligible for reduction with food donations. Parking tickets that are safety-related, like those issued for blocking traffic or parking in front of a fire hydrant, don't qualify. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to conduct a study on the feasibility of consolidations for school districts across Wisconsin. Over the past few years, districts have routinely turned to operational referendums to address budget deficits. When voters fail to approve those referendums, the districts proposing them often need to consider cutting programs, laying off staff members, or closing schools entirely to balance their budgets. The study would evaluate things like district boundaries, staffing levels, and population estimates for school-aged children. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would then report those findings to the state legislature with recommendations for potential school consolidations. A number of western Wisconsin schools have already considered consolidation plans. The Eau Claire Area School District is currently considering consolidation plans involving three elementary schools. The Hudson School District also recently approved the permanent closure of two elementary schools. The agency would need to submit a request to the Joint Committee on Finance to conduct the study by July 1st. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is reporting another strong showing for the state during this year's Fall Drug Takeback Day. According to a press release on Tuesday, Wisconsin once again ranked first in the nation for the most prescription medications collected during Fall Drug Takeback Day this year. A total of around 53,500 pounds of unwanted or unneeded medications were collected during the fall event in Wisconsin. The Drug Enforcement Agency holds two of the events across the country each year, and Wisconsin typically ranks very highly. This year's effort marks the sixth year in a row that Wisconsin has collected the most unwanted medications during the fall event. Since Drug Takeback Day began in 2010, Wisconsin has collected nearly 1.5 million pounds of medications and ranks third all-time behind only California and Texas. The Department of Justice and Wisconsin Department of Health Services say the events are a great way to both reduce the risk of addiction and educate the community on the consequences of abusing medication or improperly storing it. Visit Eau Claire has officially launched an event for area residents who love cheese curds. According to a press release, the Curd Crawl 2.0 Return of the Curd event features 11 local restaurants highlighting the Wisconsin staple. Participating residents can download the Curd Crawl 2.0 mobile pass on their phone for free and check in at the participating restaurants, a list of which is available on the Visit Eau Claire website. The pass will expire exactly 1 year after being downloaded, and residents can rack up points for various cheese curd-themed prizes until then. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is advising residents that the free WizTax service will be available for 2025 income taxes next year. According to a press release, the free and secure electronic filing option will be available beginning in February and will also include expanded features for residents claiming veterans and surviving spouses' property credits or amending their tax return. The Department of Revenue also noted that the IRS has discontinued the direct file service this year, which allowed residents to file their federal income tax returns for free. Two people were taken into custody following an alleged shooting incident in downtown Chippewa Falls this week. According to the Chippewa Falls Police Department, officers responded to several reports of possible gunshots in the downtown area late Monday night. On Tuesday morning, they announced two arrests had been made in connection to the shooting reports. Authorities say they believe this was an isolated incident and there is no further threat to the public. Anyone with additional information about the incident should contact the Chippewa Falls Police Department. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will begin accepting applications for premium rebates on crop insurance in the next few weeks. The application period will open December 1st and remain open until either January 30th or until the program funding is gone. Farmers who planted cover crops on their land in 2025 can receive a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2026 crop insurance premium. Up to 160,000 acres or $800,000 worth of coverage will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Murph does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year for a second year in a row.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
He's only the fourth manager to ever win in back-to-back seasons. Bucks basketball tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops. Wisconsin with a win over Ball State, 86-55. NFL, the Packers back at work after losing to the Eagles. Center Elgton Jenkins now on injured reserve after suffering a fractured fibula Monday night. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft and the ACL. Could these injuries become an issue?
I mean, we're not going to let it. I think the frustration is just that we haven't figured it out yet. We definitely come into every game with the confidence. We just got to find a way to execute as well.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s this afternoon, and then dropping by mid to late afternoon back into the mid 40s. A little breezy west wind gusting to near 30. Tonight clear, 28. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.